begin the current daven, seventh Sanhedrin daf ayin tes. We begin with basic. Begin with the gemara. Maka other maka behema. Now that's the tongue that learns out. That just like maka behema, you don't differentiate. You always pay. Maka other, you always don't pay. Tes says tame. It's a wonder because the brish pek and the chnakim later on the pedama base muki lahikra. The more explains actually this pasuk is toma b'maki other. Who is the other no toma? Someone hits his father. So mashayach by lechalik ben derechid lechali aliyah. What were you thinking that you would differentiate? That you're saying that you don't. My father doesn't make a difference. Not like a regular person who kills, like we're talking about, that it would make a difference going up, going down. The Hashem Tzitzit, we can say, is the Hekei Shalom Mahu Kranafka. The truth is that the Hekesh is actually not learned up in this Pasuk. I'm a Kredo Lemon, it's actually from a previous Pasuk, Pasuk Yud Zayin. B'ish Kiyako Konevish Odom. It says about a person hitting a person. The Ksibas Tzitzit says, after that, Makinevish Behem Yishal Menno. Now, who Britzitz? That Pasuk is come up by a murderer. That makes a difference going up, going down. That's what's saying that you're always going to be part of the Mentashal Men. These Pergates, definitely the most Nidna Mendalma base. Now, Babaka Vil Figur, Sa'achas. Although according to one version, but becoming a begimel based mashma, it sounds like hukra b'chayvul b'chaver ari. It's actually talking about someone who injures his friend, not by a murderer. But says Tzitzit less like gears contribution. That gears is incorrect as we explained over there. Now, Mio, however, says Tzitzit the parakan nachnokin. Later on, the pedam based mashma actually sounds like the mikra the metukim the maki of the havekish. It's actually not true. Not like we're saying. Sounds like that actually the hakish is from this pasuk that we're quoting in the Dera Masla, like our Gemara seems to say, which is actually talking about maki of the tanit bechizkia. Which it quotes it and it teaches that with that pasuk. Void more of a mashpek el nair. It sounds like from the Gemara Mark Subas Avlam Hayim Beis Maki Adam Avakesha. The hekesh from this pasuk Maki Adam, because the comment the Gemara says, well, time to be cheskia mimayid b'chayil ksev. Who's this talking about during a weekday? Then b'Shabbos ksev. Maybe it's during a Shabbos. The Maki Behem a gufe ikel lefugi that in Maki Behem itself that you could differentiate. Trying the Gemara says loisach adayit dechna. You can't entertain that because if ksev Maki Behem shalmen or Maki Adam yumas. So, well, I'll come on, the Gemara makes a cheshbon over there why it's even on during the weekday. But on the mashma, it's not like the hukra avakesha. Sounds like it's quoting this pasuk from this pasuk. So it says the tzachlam. You have to say the avak of the mekara by the mekara b'maki avi. Right? Although initially the Gemara wants to, as recorded before, wants to explain this pasuk is by a maki avi. They want to lay on pedalma beis, but that's mishum lekasa be the mace. That's because it doesn't say the word mace. Sounds like okay, who are you liable just for hitting, even though they don't die? That's by a father. But that's because we had to expound regarding the creating a wound and when hitting a father. But in the conclusion, the reason that how we know that it's even by making a wound, we actually know it from because it is not teaching anything regarding nefesh behema. So actually now we actually don't need to learn chabur from maki adam. We actually learn maki adam referring to a murderer. Even though it doesn't say that the word v'meis. So it's Tesha Mikosha. What's difficult is because Maskana Nam Nafik Min. That's not true. Even in the Gemara's conclusion, it still ends up from Maki Adam regarding that of hitting a father. Hasim over there that we teach you the Mutal Hakizdam Lava, that we're allowed to do bloodletting for the father. Obviously, it is referring to a father. So B'tzachlam, what you have to say is actually the Mayer Bein Maki Adam Bein Maki Chaber. Actually, the passage is referring to both when you hit your father and it hits his friend. How do we know it's talking about father? Because it just says hitting, doesn't say the word dying. And how do we know it's by hitting his friend? It's learned from the context. It's the pasuk that's referring before, which was quoted before, the Ma'amar Tzach, which is talking about in the early psukim of a murderer. And the truth is, it doesn't marry. And we're talking about on different angles of this. On the one hand, the pasuk talks about his friend when he kills him. And regarding the father, when he just inflicts a wound. And since the pasuk talks about all of these, you can learn from Maki Behema, at least in comparison to Maki Avim, which is on that side. And what our Gemara is referring to, Maki Behema, is referring to the Chaver part, about the Ritzeach part. Okay, there's no difference between. He mentions three different categories. You're always going to be pata. So it says, he's actually pointing out three different categories of his halacha. That is the first one, the bein shoygel lemezid. What does it mean between in deliberate or indeliberate? That refers to damaging someone else's money together at the time when you did something yichayv misabo benafkal amenei, and what do we learn out from that? The chiv misashaygin that if someone commits something that would be liable for death, but he does it by mistake, but terminat teshlumen, he's exempt from monetary payment shem delichalakta because we don't differentiate. This is what the Gemara brings it regarding a Babakam the Flam Himadalf, a Bergel Nar, Subita Flam Himadalf. Regarding this part of his teaching, Lukul Am Islo Hekesh de Becheske. Everyone holds of his Hekesh, comparing Maka Odin to Maka Beidma. It looks real nice, like it's obvious from the Gemara in the Ksubas over there. The Parach, the Gemara asks him, Yekel Amad Damachim Misa Shagin Chayim Uchulu. I turn Becheske. See, everyone agrees to that part. Now, then there's the second element he mentions. I believe Miskavan or Shayim Miskavan. That, whether he intended or not, that's not learned out from someone else's money at the time when he's chayv misa. The mishagig nafka, that's learned out from the element of shagig. And all the more so, because he's amazing. Just it's miskaven and not miskaven. It lifter midmi hanerig. Rather, he's coming in this part of his hekesh to exclude, to exempt from the value of the victim that was killed, which is lafukim the Rebbe, excluding from Rebbe's teaching the dorish that he expounded. When you intended to kill one person and kill someone else, in the satan nefesh, he translates means mammon. No, the combined scam is that bargazah. Just like when you intend to kill one person, you killed someone else. Bargaz chamaskavan, and you killed the person that you focus that you meant to potter. I mean, when you killed the one that you intend to, you're going to be potter. So when you killed the one you did not intend to, it's for that he's bringing it here in this sugya. And then there's a third idea. What's this coming to say, whether it's on the way going down or going up? That's Aslashmi that's coming to tell us, just like on his way up to Leinit Leshagur Aslakapar, that such an error cannot be atoned for the Leshaklin, Menem, and Mine, we cannot take money from him, Lefatre, to exempt him because there's too much negligence there. Hachanami Derechirid, so on the way down, I've got the Leshagur Aslakapar, although that could be atoned for such an error. Velifter and be let off the hook. Mezidnami, it's Trich. We're saying the same idea that on the way down is going to be the same thing. That it's also off the hook. Piyash toyin lemel hepach. So say some make a mistake to say the opposite. Lifter shogig derech aliyah. To the contrary, it's coming to say to let off the hook if he does by mistake on his way going up. Come derech read like on his way going down. Abe el naris mocha sugya, but in el naris within the halamet ches the sugya is obvious. Come to rashi b'shmaitin like I explained here in the sugya. Of the law yeah asin, which some say the gear says should be abul ba'ilan iris b'shmaitin the law yeah asin mucha sugi k'mesh prashti, that it means like how I'm explaining over here.
The next test master begins the gemara b'shar shloy nigmar dina b'chulu. Okay, so we have this new interpretation of Resh Lakish that's saying no one disagrees with Adam. Maybe we're talking about a shar that did not have a gemara then, they got mixed with other shvarim that were nigmar dina. And that's the machlekes regarding if you say kemis abam kemis ashar na. So it's now hashva comes out l'rabban according to rabban. Kula maturin. So Hanagama who says that all maturin. Why? Mishum the ingram din shal shara b'falim, because you don't pass down the verdict of the ox only when it's in front of him, and now you don't know which one is him. Rebutus over here was no coincidence. The keeper know that you put them all into this cage. Says Tais Victor Bitzchok b'reb Marit Chadrihum asks the following question. Perikat Torayvus the Gemara Zavachim that Ayn based Tanan the Mishnah teaches. Kol hazavachim shenzar ben sharan niskel, any carbon, all these carbonates that you got mixed in one, you got a nox has to be stoned to death. Full echad beriba, even if it's 1 in 10,000, you musikul, they all have to die. Says the riba, ma'ashu, now I understand. Ma'hasam if over there, the ruba the teira, most are permitted. To say the kachim, it's a loss of carbonates. Ami musikul, the Gemara says they all have to die. So hachad ruba the istur, here where most are prohibited, and most are reitzchem. But the hedya and the sort of a regular person, like koshkin, is all the more so that they should die. So why the chacham saying? So rather, when they're light, it appears to Rebam the Gersin that the Gersin is Kamesh HaKazim B'Sev Yashin Echad, like it's written in one old text, that actually we told him B'Shar Shalaydning Medina, an ox that did not have the verdict handed down, Shinnis Avdika Mix B'Shar Machair Ma'al Yaskina, with regular full fledged, not Reitzchem, with actually regular oxen. That was saying that, yeah, just like the Mishnah that we said, Mesat Zvachim, now it's the same idea. But Vaheshva Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam responded to him, the Tani B'masnit and Kulon B'turin, but in the wording of our Mishnah it says they're all exempt. Mashma, that sounds like Shachem B'nei Chiyuva, that the other ones are not Ma'aliyah, but actually are liable. Now, Vavgav, the relation to Shmaita, now, even at the beginning of the Sugya, Kamar, the Gemara says, oh, Ma'ya Chayim, what do you mean others? Even Ma'chayim Kshayim, if it means others that are not a Reitzchem. The Gemara's question was Pshita. Says Taisa, well, will I parch B'turin? Why doesn't it ask, well, why say Paturin in the plural? Potomim by Elay should have said in the singular. Says, that's not difficult, given the Muslim Mefrach Magufa, because since they were able to ask from the actual Allah Chatzav, Lachash Medik, they weren't concerned to make that inference. But the truth is, yeah, the wording does not seem to be correct. Right, moreover, is the Rish Lakish, the second teaching that Rabbi Bo Koi is going on the teaching of Rabbi Bo in the name of Shmuel. The Mishani that he had answered, Hacha, what we're talking about here is Beritzech Shalinig Medina, the murderer who his verdict was not handed down. Shasar Beritzemachem, a skin that got mixed up with other murders, that's what we're talking about. But Loka Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish goes on that. Mishani answers no. But Adam, by a person called him, Liblik, no one's going to disagree that you're Patr. But Mashmid sounds like the Bahu and Yana, that it's the same context, the Ugmer Bavo, but Adam is how he explained by a person, Mukur Shlakish Rashar. He's explained with a Shar. That would mean that the other ones are not Shavarm Ali, but they're rather are Shvarm that kill. So based on Rabbi Tam, we're back to the question. So why is it different than the Mishnah says Zvach? Rather, it says to Islakach Nira, rather it appears, Kagir says Sasram. So Rabbi Tam likes better the text that we have by us. That as we're saying, it got mixed up with Shvarm Achem, that would Nigma Dina. Because actually, Avon Nasar B'Shvar Ma'aliyam, if it got mixed up with upstanding oxen, Nafal B'Nig Medinoi, even if the verdict was handed down, Hayom Shlakish, or Shlakish, what he would say, or he would be Maida, Nech B'Shino, what you should do is you press down on them, you know, deny do they cause them to move, and B'Chad Parsh Mirba Parsh, whatever separates it from the majority, and actually they would all be permitted. The whole Machlek is, if they're going to be Mutar Asr, is only in the case of when it's actually in those form that are Nigma Dina. I am a steam the Shulia Abad Zar. What do you do with the Mishnah and the Vizar of Ayn Dal Manav, the Mashu? It sounds like the Shahan Niskal, that when you have a Shahan Niskal that Asab Mashu, that it actually prohibits in whatever minute amount because it's considered as a Dabba Chashad. That's my Bishan Niskal. What do I mean, Dabba Chashad? What do I mean? You can make that move and you have called the Parish. So it's my Bishan Niskal. It's somewhere where it actually was stoned already. The Lekala Mimnech Bishan. You can't cause it to press it to make it move. And says, but you should know this because the Lekitani doesn't say Shnigmer Dinoi that the verdict was handed down. They use a different lotion of Shari Niskal because it actually was killed already. And therefore it's going to prohibit. Now, Masnin Zvachim, and the mission is Zvachim, the Kitani Yemusu. There it says that the old, that you should die. So why don't you say the same Nich Bashinu? Kulon, that Yemusu Kulon, they should all die. That's been this Arab Zvachim, Ari. That's the one we're going to see what Karban is. That was the original question the Rebbe had asked. That's not difficult. Because that's really Gvoya, that's for Hashem. Gzeira, and that's a decree. We're concerned that maybe 10 come coming at the same time. Bring it up what's established for the Mizbeach. Because this is something like the Gemara brings over there. And yet, that we're concerned because you're not going to have a call to parish because they're all going to be bringing it at the same time and they're simultaneous. And one of them is definitely a problem. But Amavid in general, like we said before, we said, we press down on them, denied them that they should move around. And therefore, then you have called to parish and therefore they're all going to be permitted because the majority is actually permitted. Now, my time is that for this reason, Umar bin Tamir Rinam would say, the Nira Lahat Drusa Zev, you could permit if it was mauled by a wolf, Barayv, in the majority. The Maisa B'chol Yom, because the story is every day, the Zev and Tarif from Sem and Eder, that you have a wolf that mauls away at a sheep from the flock, the Rayy Masla Behema, and the shepherd comes to save the animals of Asherin Lam, we permitted, Abagab the Balachai Mechashiva, although that the living creatures are significant. And we should say, oh, it's not bottle. We have the majority of birds, darsin, avazin, batamigolim, that they go and they maul away at the geese and then the chickens. And batarin, that they're permitted. Like we're saying that, we just make them move. And then you say, call the parish, move the parish. And that's how we see ma'isa b'chol yayim, that's permitted. And it's a taste of hecho, what the geese is, v'hocha. But over here, now it's so good. The nesab berubo, the chayovin. When it gets mixed into majority that are liable to patrina, and we say that it's off the hook. I feel an ID. Even if they're moving, we don't say called the parish merubah parish. Why don't we say that probably came from the majority, which are reitzchem? La peturim, it's not part of the mishturi b'hanah kama that it's going to be permitted to have benefit from it. El peturim, when we say it's pater, to let your chubay din lahargam. It's just that we didn't make the courts go through the effort to have to execute them. The kemis is vayil kach meis hashar because the way you kill the owner is how you kill the ox, and therefore we're not going to execute. We don't want mixed up with a human being because the Adam could only plague the material, like we said. But no one disagrees by human beings that we can let them off the hook. Tate should not Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, my consciousness is a keeper. I don't understand. Why does he hold that you bring them into a box, and you do Tzabalchaim, and you're ruining the guy's courtyard and his cage? Not the opposite. The contrary, I'll feed them b'kayfetz. Chop their head off. Look, bring them, bury them. Rather, obviously, because us al chubi ba'adam is because we're concerned that if we do it by the animals, we might confuse the same thing with human beings. But I care, and then we did a recognition that it should be different. Chil Rabban of their care, so too for Rabban, we did a recognition. But they go even further. The Brindu, they actually let them off the hook totally. But the Chashin let the column, we're not concerned for his tamli block.
Aber es sind das Wachen mit der Grand Mission im Sense Wachen, die Chashin Lekal Tvei, they were more concerned for a stumbling block, because the Ika Kamasafik is certain, because there's many doubts regarding the prohibition, Lefisha Mekdashim, because it's related to Hekdash. Could go in as we find elsewhere, like the Mar Me'ila, Rachav Agabi Ashar, he's riding on the Aks of Bochaveh, but Rachav, and a friend comes along and rides, Gemar Kedushin Abno Nehem and Alpha, Smicha Agabi Rosh Gidi Ritleh. These are abnormal ways of Hano, which were concerned by Kachim. Bochel Mekdashim, like a Mekasei, Or that's in the fats of carbonus on his wound. The shar b'shar niskel, that's permitted by shar niskel. Lefisha in derech hanasai, as the Gemara says, b'sachat nabchav dama beis. And yet we're concerned by kashim. But more about the ikka isa me'ila. There's also a prohibition of me'ila. The hezeh me'ila b'misa. If someone's deliberate by me'ila, it's misa. Therefore, kol nyamusa. That's where they all die. Over there specifically by kashim. And so I said, v'atim, I don't wonder. Keeping the isra anon, you know, Hani Dishmaitz, and since we're saying the pay to have benefits, I might like to kind of Rabban and Misa. Why did Rabban not institute the death penalty? Because Kiko Lahargan and they required them to be killed. He is Kiko Bess and Lahar Kali Surana. So, this is what you think that the court's required to execute all Isra'na? I mean, Hare Hazevari, we have the wolf and the lion, the Mukilla Rish Lakish, as the Gemara said of Tezvam Abays, that Vuhusha Misu. That they kill Asur Ma'na, they're able to have benefit. But taking Lemisa, they didn't say that they have to kill them. They just say whoever comes first has the right to kill them. And we don't make the best and go through the Tircha. Rabbi asks here in our Sugya, he says, wait a second. This is what it says on this teaching, and he disagrees with his first interpretation. Rather, he says a different pshat. He says, Shnayim, Bechulu, etc. Meaning, even Abba Chalafta, his father Chalafta, Leklin Bey, we wouldn't assume Shaharig that he would kill. B'shvarim, regarding the oxen, Eisen Shesh Litl is Ben Shaharigu, those that we would suspend that killed, yeah, Chayev, and they would be liable. Mishum Yartir Ab Mekabecha, because you have to get rid of what's evil amongst your myths. This is further, he says, and Eva'it Amir Rabbeinu Tam. Moreover, Rabbeinu Tam says, based on his interpretation, you have to say, the Shahan Iskal, that... He said that, you know, the ox that gets stoned to death in Nes Mechai doesn't get prohibited when it's still alive. It's on Lachami. So Pirsh the Kula Hishmaitza explains that the whole sugya of on which is in the Gemara Pesachim Nachavachav Beis Kedushin of Nov Baba Kamim Amalv the Mashmash and then from the fact that it says Sakal Yisakal that it shall surely be stoned. Any idea, don't I know, she Navela, it's of course Navela Asura Bachila, that Navela is Asur to eat. Then the most proof from this is Mochachas Kansa. So this proves that obviously that the Isra we speak about, you could just say that you can't, it's forbidden right now. No, the Isra of the Shahan Niskal is only after when it's not alive anymore. And you find this Vasugya, the Perig Bez, the Kedushin of Nazayim and Alf, called Tzipur Tahira. What is that? The rabbi says mashalach. That comes to go when it's sent away. This one you should not eat. The rabbi says chutz. That comes to go this lower one. Maybe it's the exact opposite. Mashal the gemara says limits in the balechayim asurim. We don't find out what living things are forbidden. Pidush. Shleim mutarin shouldn't be permitted. Kishasheichdin when it's slaughtered. Barmi elu except for these. Shaimdin v'huktul mitzvasin that they're ready and they're set aside for their mitzvahs. L'chein ain lesser mashalachas. Therefore. You don't say the one that's sent away is forbidden. Loimer to say the chala isura to say that the prohibition takes effect la'achas sheluach after sent away leishachet to be slaughtered. Some take away the words leishachet. V'lo isur v'chila to make it forbidden to be eaten. Kedin char oipes meim like other non-kosher bird. The chesed v'kra which are written in the pasuk. Parchdig ma'as v'rebu nirva. What do you do with those sodomized animals? The isur mechayim perish the mechayim asal shachdan. That what does that mean to say? For when it's alive, it's forbidden to slaughter it. Ula krimen like bayantis. To sacrifice for Hashem. That's for Hashem. I'll head Yeshua, but for a regular person permitted. But Edom, we witness the Mechaim Asiri that when it's alive, it's forbidden. The Mechaim Chalein the Isla Shachad. That means when it's alive, it's the Isser to Shechta that it takes effect. And if you shecht is forbidden, often the Avi Mishalachas, so I'm also going to include the one that's sent away. I was talking about most living creatures. If that's the case, the Inshara Niskal Nesser Kosmatru Chai. That it doesn't get forbidden as long as it's still alive. That's Rabbi Tam's coming saying that's what explains the sugya, but as we just said, Shoshlo Nigmadino. So if you have an ox that the verdict was not handed down, that it got mixed up with other oxen that the verdict was handed down, Kulon Peturin, so they're all going to be exempt. Mutamba Gizva Vaida, and it's going to be permitted with shearing and the service. Inkan in Hadin, and there's no affliction of the judgment. Keep it up to skill because they're exempt from skill and meal, like Shashto, Yemusu, Yasur Mana. That the
that'll be asur b'hana. That we don't say, and that answers the question of the Rivam. And but you know, in contrast, b'shar in this case gets mixed with zochim, since asur b'hana because it's kachim, then you kill them all. But after the shechter, it's dead. For sure, they're all going to be asur. That's what he says. Merely keshafti yimusu you asur b'hana. Now, v'adam ashilu peregdal behei. What do you do with the Gemara b'makam and the mehei at aleph? The Gemara says over there, the shoshanig medina, if you have an ox that the verdict was handed down, already machara, in the machara, the sale is not a sale. Even for plowing. But didn't you say that it's not asa michaim? That's because you're not allowed to afflict the judgment, because there's a mitzvah to stone it. Loi mor, but the inloi machar. And there's no seller. A machar, or the gersa is, the inloi bailam, or the gersa is, they ain't loy by them because it doesn't have owners because it's forbidden to him. Therefore, the buyer cannot be have the rights to it more than any other person. If the verdict was not done yet, it could be sold to slaughtering or for plowing the matzlaruk elagma because it could go ahead and pull up the swamp. And the chishach le la'achash neg medina as mechila. And when you slaughter after the medina, that's going to be forbidden to eat. Kach mele rein tam, that's a pizzer rein tam. So it says, because it's difficult, because b'shili perik am the erchen, and then the first perik erchen, now for zayim the beis, mashmet sounds like, the shari niskol nes mechaim, sounds like actually, it does become forbidden when it's still alive, not like a rein tam. Ka be'isha shemesa, the woman that dies, nen besavi, can have benefit from her hear farash hasam, the gemara explains, but the dum misasa eschasa, this one, the death makes it forbidden. Mezu gemara din astrasa, and this one, the gemara din makes it forbidden. So it sounds like the shirt the Gemara Din. So it says Vishlavash, you could explain Gemara Dino claim, in other words, Michayim, when it's alive, Khala Isser, the prohibition takes effect. Asuva, that's made forbidden, Afila Shachta, even if you're gonna end up slaughtering it. The of the cane basa. Like the meat. And here the death is what makes it forbidden. And it does not have an Isser when it's still alive. Moreover, says Taisis, that actually, Yeshraya, you can actually be improved to Leinus Mechem, that it does not become forbidden when it's still alive. What the time of Ruba from the Gemara becomes the Hayan Avim, now the Perkel and Nias and Subdaf Lamakim and Bez, Gonam Shar and Niskol. Someone steals the Shar and Niskol, but Tvacha and these lords, and Masham Shalab Bevachamisha has to pay the Knesset 4 or 5 times to be a mayor. Then I, but why? Holesa be Mechira, but it cannot be sold. But Kamish Laka Shas Mimubi says, Koshesh and Betvicha, Yeshmi Mechir, whatever could be in the category of slaughtering is in the category of selling. Koshesh and Betvicha, Bechulu. But what then the same thing is, the Choshe in Mechir, whatever cannot be sold, in Betvicha is not in the halacha of slaughtering. But if it's permitted to have benefit, nicha, it makes sense. You can sell a little bit of love that you can ride on, based on skill until it can be stoned. Or hands by ma'at, or to have some benefit. I don't until that time. This is the right that it's permitted when it's still alive. Or if you based in misatzlam miskilos, or if you lazy with the stoning. Me, however, mashamir ben tam. But this is what ben tam says: the inlay mecher that it doesn't have a sell, the inlay bam doesn't have owners. Zeli talking, that's not possible. Mashpasir ben tam. This is ben tam rules. Be either shish by se echad sabik derusa. That he says that if there's a flock that has one sheep that's suffering that maybe was pounds, the shirina would permit it the chob parash meruba parash, whatever gets separated from the majority, lo yitach, it's not possible. The yishles, it should be forbidden. Gizera should be kech men kapur, because you might take it when it's stationary. Alech the parash me'ela, but only when it separates on its own, because it's a biyad nach, when you find it in the hand of an arju, of nesibet harubit, but it becomes forbidden with a mixture, or perish and it separates, lo yimin meruba parash, don't say that it's separating from the majority. Yimish be'ed the subik jerusa, and if you have in the
flock, it's one that maybe was pounced by a wild animal, a filech, but even 1 in 10,000, yimusukulam, they should all die, tey, they should know, the tabas shall avoid the zara. If you have a ring of avoid the zara, Shinasava Bediba that gets mixed with a myriad with 10,000. Kulan Sufas, they're all forbidden. Rebish Achzman, when one separates from them, plead Rabbi Shmuel. Then we have this machlekes that the Gemara brings in Zvachim Nefayim Dal Medalev. Here he says, if it makes forbidden from that. But who gufa? But in that itself, meaning, and the, some other words, Isa Shapirsha, Loi Pligi, that they don't disagree. The Kulam Amoy, the Suri Abin agrees that's going to be forbidden. And all Yisra'a know that separate from the mixture is forbidden. We don't say it's separate from the majority. But the reason is, like we're saying, because you might take from that which is stationary, doesn't make a difference. Me, however, but you could answer for Rabbein Tam, the Shani Balchai, living creature is different, even the Evsha al Denech Beshindu Benatanya. It's different because you could press them, you could force them. So it's less of a concern that it might be kavur that's going to be stationary. So it says, if I'm going to say, might not your musu, Why say you should let them die? Let me yield at she's tabu, let them graze until they develop a lemashar. Kama kachim, could many kachim remember who we say by them a year and let them graze, like a shin, like a call, not concerned the first stumbling block. But say for Amar, but if they've been there for a year that they graze, look at she's tabu, and then when they develop a lemashar, shift them, you redeem the bishak of them and you sort them, you eat them, tam called the parish purpose because it's coming from the majority. So what you can say is, levdin at the con of the ear, you don't do a remedy of grazing, kin acharia, because even after the grazing, namal mishtach, it's still not permitted. Time called the parsh, only because of called the parsh, and therefore there we're not going to say this heter of Yehu Achi Estabu.